Let's read together Daniel chapter 3. In this chapter, we have the well-known true story of the fiery furnace and the faithful three Hebrews. Let's begin by reading verses 1 through 12 of the chapter. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your God or worship the gold image which you have set up." Let's begin our study of Daniel chapter 3 with some background notes. In Daniel chapter 2, we had the record of a dream that God gave King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon concerning the times of the Gentiles. That is, the time of Gentile domination of Jerusalem from the time of the Babylonian Empire all the way to the time of the end and the return of Christ. The Lord gave Daniel the interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream. And in it, Nebuchadnezzar and Babylon represented the head of gold in the statue of the dream. Now here in Daniel chapter 3, Nebuchadnezzar, in his pride, set up an image on the plain of Dura near Babylon and demanded that everyone worship the image. The image was probably that of a man, maybe of Nebuchadnezzar himself, and probably was the result of the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had in chapter 2. However, in the dream, Nebuchadnezzar and Babylon were only the head of gold. But now here in Nebuchadnezzar's image, the whole statue is gold. The implication is that proud Nebuchadnezzar did not want to admit that there were empires that would follow his great Babylon. So what we have here in Daniel chapter 3 is the deification of man and the secular state, which is, of course, idolatry, and the form idolatry has taken down through the times of the Gentiles and will intensify during the tribulation period of the last days when the Roman beast, with the number 666, sets himself up as God and demands worship. Notice the emphasis on 6, the number of man, in Nebuchadnezzar's image, 60 cubits high and 6 cubits wide. So there are prophetic implications concerning the end times here in Daniel chapter 3. Just as the faithful three Hebrews in Daniel's time were called to go through the trial of the fiery furnace, so there will be a faithful, godly remnant of Jews in the last days that will be called upon to go through the fiery furnace of the tribulation period. That period of time called the time of Jacob's trouble in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. Let's move now to our doctrinal teaching points for Daniel chapter 3. Doctrinal point number 1. Faithful believers trust God even when they are not delivered from the fiery furnace. Faithful believers trust God even when they are not delivered from the fiery furnace. Verses 13 through 23. Daniel chapter 3, beginning now with verse 13. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now if you are ready, at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If it is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their outer garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Don't you just love their answer to Nebuchadnezzar in verses 16 through 18? Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Every man does not have his price, as the world says. Now let me ask you, how is our faith? Is it strong enough to say, even if God chooses not to deliver us from the fiery furnace, we will not compromise in our Christian faith? The fiery furnace is not just the hard or painful times you face. No, it is particularly the trials you face in reference to your faith. That's the fiery furnace. It could be hard or painful times of persecution. It could be loss of a job or contract because of your faithful Christian testimony. It could be mockery or other put-downs because of your faithfulness. It could be special times of temptation that God allows you to go through and you remain faithful. Are we able to trust God in those times when he sovereignly chooses not to remove the fiery furnace? Even when we pray for deliverance, faithful believers trust God even when they are not delivered from the fiery furnace. Doctrinal point number 2. Faithful believers come to know God in the midst of the fiery furnace. Faithful believers come to know God in the midst of the fiery furnace. Verses 24 through 30. Daniel chapter 3, beginning now with verse 24. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, Did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, True, O king. Look, he answered, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the 4th is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. And the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these men on whose body the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own god. Therefore I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other god who can deliver like this. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. In verse 15, Nebuchadnezzar posed the question, And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Well, Nebuchadnezzar got his answer. God miraculously saved Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of the midst of the fire. Meanwhile, the men who were in Nebuchadnezzar's hands in submission to him were burned alive. Nebuchadnezzar saw four figures in the fiery furnace and said the fourth was like a son of the gods or like the Son of God, depending on your translations. The plural gods is used here in Aramaic, which Daniel used in writing this portion of the book. Even though this Babylonian king, who was not a believer at this point, most likely said a son of the gods, in reality, it probably was the angel of the Lord himself, who was indeed the pre-incarnate Son of God. Nebuchadnezzar now decreed that no one should speak anything offensive against the God of the Hebrews, verse 29, and he promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not delivered from the fiery furnace, but they were delivered through the fiery furnace, and they came to know the Lord in an intimate way in the midst of the fiery furnace. And the same will be true of the faithful, godly remnant of Jews who go through the fiery furnace of the future tribulation period. Some of that godly remnant will be martyred, and some will be preserved alive to enter the Lord's glorious earthly kingdom. But in the midst of that fiery furnace, all will come to know the Lord in a more intimate way. And you know the same is true today. The Lord said in Hebrews 13, verse 5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Faithful believers come to know God in the midst of the fiery furnace. Now, what about practical application from Daniel chapter 3? Have you experienced the benefits of the fiery furnace? Have you experienced the benefits of the fiery furnace? Verses 26 and 27, once again. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. What a testimony to the Babylonians. The fire had no negative effect on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Not even a few minor burns. Not even their hair was singed. Their clothes were not burned. And even the smell of fire was not on them. I mean, you can't even sit around a campfire without picking up the smell of smoke, right? Quite a miracle. But one thing was burned. The ropes that bound them. The ropes were burned. Now, do you see the spiritual lesson here and the practical application? When God allows us to pass through the fiery furnace, we not only come to know the Lord in a deeper way, but the entangling ropes of this world are removed, ropes that bind us and limit our service to the Lord. Through the fiery furnace, we come to know what true freedom is all about. Have you experienced the benefits of the fiery furnace?